Some Bugman Network presents The Bachelor Bro Show. We watch the show so you don't have to. Enjoy!
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is the first episode of The Bachelor Bro Show.
Yay!
That's right. On the Some Bugman Network. On this show, though, I think I'm just going to be Chase.
Yeah.
Brad, you're free to be whoever you please.
No. No, but, I think it's time to broaden the horizons and figure out furthermore who we are.
Yep.
And so on this show, I'm trying Bradley out.
Okay,
I'm trying Bradley
out. You'll be Bradley, I'll be Chase.
Sounds good.
We want to switch around later. I suppose we can. So anyway, folks, this is the Bachelor Bro Show, and I'm Chase. He's Bradley. What we're going to talk about here is this awful show that I hate, that I've never really liked. Bradley's never seen it before.
First time.
And we're going to break down this show for your boyfriend, the man in your life that does not want to watch it with you.
Right.
Or, you know, no discrimination. Maybe it's the girl in your life that doesn't want to watch it with you. That's fine, too.
That's right.
But
this
is
a safe place.
That's right. For the person in your life that does not want to watch this show with you, this is the show for them, okay? They don't like The Bachelor either. They would love our show because this is not going to be a safe space for you Bachelorites, the people
who are
all about that show. This is going to be the show where we break it down. So people who don't like The Bachelor get to listen to us, listen to the fun bits, and just move along and be a part of the conversation around the water cooler. So
that's right.
I hope all that's clear as mud.
Yep.
And so that's The Bachelor Bro Show. Moving right along, I think Bradley, you've got a summary of this week's plot for us.
Yes.
All right.
So in summary, all the contestants are introduced to the prize stallion, each with their own prize and quality. The stallion will test the group to see who will be a worthy mate. 29 enter, 9 leave on the first night. Welcome to the Bachelor Dome.
Yes, the Bachelor Dome. Nine of those ladies get sent home. Nobody cares. For those of you who don't know how this show works, it's usually 30, I think, show up and 10 go home. This time they had 29 show up. Apparently one of them just was like, wait, there's other people on this show, and then she just left. But nine of them do not get roses, which is how they determine the winners for that episode. 20 people got roses, 9 people got sent home. They did not make the cut. So to talk a little bit about the plot, give you a kind of an overview of how things happen. So there's a repeat at the beginning of this episode, Bradley.
Yes.
Of Ari's episode, which is the countdown to Ari or whatever. It shows him getting broken up with. He comes from The Bachelorette season 7. He gets broken up with. He gets over it, supposedly, and then he gets iced on the live reunion show. When he shows up and says, hey, I left my journal at your door. Did you read it? It says how much I love you. And then the girl says, nope.
See, I didn't see that.
Yep.
But you can see in his expressions even now in this first episode, his soul is gone.
It's gone.
She's stole and crushed and obliterated
all
of his emotions and feelings.
The journal move did not work out. Didn't,
oh, my gosh.
Did not take off the way that he thought it was going to. That's for sure.
In the first like 5 minutes, the name Emily is mentioned 15 times. Yeah. I know for sure.
Yep. So I watched that episode, and Bradley, so did you, the little preview episode. It was pretty rough on Ari. It was basically an hour of how he got broken up with and how he's hoping to find love in sort of the same game show way, which is the whole idea of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. It's absurd to me. You're going to go cheat on 30 people and everybody's going to give you a pass.
If you're a mathematician, though, I mean, maybe the stats are if I date 30 people, one of them is a potential, long-term mate.
I think I haven't gone back and done the science on this, but I'm pretty sure no mathematicians have ever competed on this show. I don't think this is a show for math professors or teachers.
Right.
Or, not the guys that participate in the lottery, the people who run the lottery. They don't go on The Bachelor. They don't watch The Bachelor because they know how the math works out.
That's right.
It just, it's not the most efficient way to find love. You're going to get dumped more than likely.
And And in that preview episode, even the couples that it did work out for, I don't know, they were awful preachy. Like, they drank some kind of punch, you know, in this. And they come, like, they had excuses like, well, you know, we're proud that our kid will one day grow up and be able to see how we met. And that's just not, that's not great. That's not a good thing.
It's not a great way to, it's not a great way because you're like, we want our kids to see how we met, so we're going to show them old episodes of our season of The Bachelor. Like, well, great, Mom, or The Bachelorette. You know, they could say, okay, Mom, okay, Dad, we get to see y'all making out with all these random folks while you met Dad or while you met Mom. It doesn't that speak to, you know, a monogamous, happy, long-term relationship? No, probably not. Like,
no,
I don't know.
No.
I think the vast majority of The Bachelor and Bachelorette relationships have ended horribly anyway, and not that I'm rooting for that, I'm just saying, isn't it obvious?
Shouldn't you know?
But that's why we're not huge fans of the show. I don't know. All right,
so here we are.
I know, we're doing a show about it. Desperate. All right, so nine ladies go home. I'm not gonna waste any time on them. They went home. End of story. At least I'm not going to mention their names. We'll talk a little bit about them later, but I'm not going to mention their names. I'm not even going to mention the names of all the winners. There were 20 of them, so that's a lot. Just going to mention four, all right? Yeah. So number one, a girl named Chelsea gets picked. These are sort of the highlight ladies that you should really be aware of that will be the talking points around your water cooler. So anyway, Chelsea gets picked, and congratulations to her. She's a single mom. All she says is she wants a dad for her baby, and that's, you know, whenever
a strong male role model.
Yeah, whenever she does her initial introduction to Ari, she just kind of, cool. I'm glad to
be here. Nice to see ya.
That's it. And then she doesn't do anything. She doesn't say anything. There's no tricks or jokes or anything. She just goes on in like super casual. And so you think, wow, she's gonna be bland. No. She's not.
No.
We'll find out a little bit later about that. But anyway, keep Chelsea in mind. Then I've got Tia Booth. All right. Tia Booth is interesting for a couple reasons. She's from Arkansas.
Holla.
And you know, Arkansas connection over here. That's where we're both from.
That's right.
Born and raised.
That's right.
So all about Miss Tia at the beginning of the night. Whenever I first was introduced to Tia, actually on the countdown episode, I was like, "Woo, we got another girl from Arkansas. It's awesome." She's friends with Raven from last season, apparently.
Apparently.
Which is, you know, great. More Arkansas
kinda
stuff.
Kind of convenient.
Yeah, yeah. taking them Arkansas values to The Bachelor, I suppose. I mean, we got them. So, yeah, I call her the winner from Wiener. She's
the
from
winner
Arkansas.
From Wiener.
She's from Wiener, Arkansas. And I think now that The Bachelor has finally discovered our great natural state, they're simply going to mine us for all the joke city names that we have every season.
Exactly.
This one's from Wiener, Arkansas. Well, this girl over here, she's from Smackover. Well, this girl over here, she's from Toadsuck, Arkansas. Well, this
Goobertown.
This one here's from Goobertown. This one over here, she's from Bald Knob, y'all. Like
Bald Knob.
They're just gonna mine us for jokes.
Oh gosh.
But I'm here for the ride. At least there's a connection.
Whatever.
At the beginning of the night, I was hoping that she was gonna be the champion and win the whole thing. But she kind of let me down a little bit, Bradley.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
She
emphasis on Lil.
She made a let's just say that she's from Wiener, Arkansas, and Tina made kind of an obscene joke. Not really a joke, but just kind of made an obscene statement to Ari that I think it's a little strange that she got off so easy on what she said. It's
right.
What she said had the tables been turned there, the shoe been on the other foot, or whatever that statement is. Had Ari said that something similar to what she
That's
said,
right.
had he said that to a lady, I don't think we'd see Ari on the show still.
No.
I'm kind of conflicted about her still being there. But at the beginning of the night, I was like, "Woo, Tia!" But anyway, whatever.
Well, they probably wrote the joke for her. That's what's bad is
they probably
gave it
did.
To her.
They, you know, I didn't even think of it like that, but they just drumming up the drama. They were probably telling
just
her, "You've got to make a joke about the name of your city." She doesn't. It's already Wiener, Arkansas. It's already funny.
What else can you do? What else can you do?
There don't need to be jokes, you know. Anyway, So it was her. And then who do you got? I got some others, but who you got?
Well, the next one is, for me, the first one that stood out to me was Becca, the nanny from California. The reason that she stood out to me is because she was in every single commercial, mm-hmm. every single, you know, preview that you found. For some reason, I feel like she is in a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And she pulls up in the Mustang. I feel like they made a super big deal about that, but didn't even mention, was that her car? Where did she get it? It was just cool that she drove up in it. And then they kind of, which we'll get into this later.
There were several ladies last night trying to establish themselves as the car girl.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm the one who likes cars. You like cars, right, Ari? Yeah. We have that in common. Like, several were, oh, I'm the car lady. You'll remember me. But
and made a comment like, I may be young, but I can appreciate a classic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That, again, the comments that they have.
Yeah, what are you saying? I don't know.
What are you trying to get at? Like, classic is, I don't know.
I mean, the thing is, I will be a little forgiving to some of these ladies because I don't know what I would do under the pressure, like how I would talk under the pressure of national television. But at the same time, this is why this type of show shouldn't exist, because it's rife with awkwardness and very weird statements that don't mean much. And I don't know. I'm not talking about our show. I'm talking about their show, The Bachelor.
Well, I get it. I get it. But if we're playing into the drama, if we're playing to the statistics, for some reason, we're talking about brackets later on as well, but I think this girl, Becca, is going to go a long way, a long way.
I think she will, too. I think she will, too. All right. Then we've got who else? Who else do you
want
to point out?
So before we go too far, you had Kendall highlighted, and I wanted to mention her before. Yeah. I don't want to steal one from you.
No, you're good.
I wanted to bring that one up mainly because we have an audio clip of her, and we should have all of those up at the end that you can all listen to.
Yeah, we'll get a big old ball of them. Yep.
A big old honking ball of them.
That's right.
And she, I don't know. I really thought she would be gone. Like when they first introduced her, I thought they're only showing her, like they had a whole video clip and everything of her singing to this dead thing and doing her taxidermy. She's a taxidermist and creative, whatever.
Taxidermize.
Yeah, and she is big into it. And I thought the only reason they were showing that is because of that reason, because it was weird and unique and whatever. And all the other girls that came out made her look kind of normalized.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't and the thing is, I don't have anything wrong with her being a taxidermist. Like, there's, you know, lots of taxidermists. You know, crap, we're from Arkansas. There are taxidermists all over the place.
I don't mind the taxidermist as much as you don't have to shove it down my throat that you love taxidermy.
Yeah.
Like, she wrote a song
about
taxidermy.
And sang to the dead seal.
And sang to the
and
seal
And just kept
thing.
Bringing it up, that she just, all these dead animal jokes.
Right.
Not a friend of PETA, this Kendall. Not a friend of PETA, which, you know, she fits in with the Sumbug Man crowd in that respect.
Right.
But
and if it was and I would say that if it was anything, if it wasn't taxidermy, even if it was ham sandwiches or whatever, you know, it would be the same kind of weird, except her weird is over stuffed animals.
Uh-huh.
You know, stuffed dead animals.
Hey, she's a strange bird, dude.
She's a strange bird until all these other people walk in and make her seem like she's all right.
So she's completely normal, exactly.
That she is completely normal.
Yeah. She's like super nervous when she meets him or whatever. Because she knows how weird she is, but then she can kind of chill when she gets inside. All the weirdos that are in there. So then we've got, the Laurens.
Yes.
And
four
folks,
Laurens.
The reason I say the Laurens, there are four Laurens. Four. Well, now there's only three.
Well, only three now.
Because three of them got roses. One of them didn't. Wooden Lauren was not as good as some of the rest. My equation I tweeted out during the show didn't necessarily work out the way I thought it would. It was something like I had J ranked a little higher than S. This is all arbitrarily, just sort of like B plus G equals J times S or something weird.
Right.
You know, kind of like one's better than the other, but not better than this one, but equal to that. And S, B, and G all came through. So anyway.
Which I think is a mistake on his part. There is no way that you're going to be able to keep apart which Lauren is which.
Get rid of three Laurens.
I think you should have got rid of at least two, if not three Laurens.
I'm telling you, if I'm the Bachelor, if you have the same name as somebody else, all of you but one is getting the axe. Like,
yes.
You're not getting a rose. Just like cutting room floor, y'all are going home. I don't even care if there's other ladies. Some lady named Sharon that I'm going to hate down the road that just – I didn't meet her. I didn't even see her. She just randomly walked in, and all I have a choice is between the two remaining Laurens and then Sharon. I'm picking Sharon.
You have to pick Sharon.
And one Lauren. Okay?
Yes.
One. Yep. All right. But with four – he went with three Laurens, and you know that dude is sitting there – going, which one are you?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's already doing that. He's got 29 women in front of him. You know he's already doing that in the first place. He keeps 20 of them, and now he has to keep up with three Laurens on top of 17 other names.
Exactly.
Some of which there are duplicates, like they're duplicate Beccas, duplicate Brittany's, and he kept them.
Yes.
I don't understand.
I don't know. I think you're messing up.
Like
the next
dudes
one,
regular guys can't even cheat on two women at the same time
and keep their name
and remember their names, both of them's names at the same time. This dude's gonna attempt to cheat on 20 women, at the same time, remember all their names, even though some of them have different names or the same name. Anyway, it's not gonna work out
behind the scenes.
And I'm
there
not
has
for
to
cheating,
be.
But...
No, right. There has to be a guy behind the scenes, one that lost his job because he brought on four Laurens.
Yeah, four Laurens.
And then another guy that has to be like behind the camera inconspicuously somewhere holding up a name the whole time they're on a date. It's like, you're with this girl. You're with that girl.
Dude's got cue cards. Yeah,
like he's getting paid a little better than minimum wage to hold up this cue card for this poor guy.
That is exactly right.
The next one I wanted to mention did get axed, but I was really hurt. I was really upset that she didn't make it. Her name was Allie. She...
Armpit lady. Dude.
Armpit lady. I did not like the joke, but she went a million miles to make this joke.
100%.
Like, she went out on a limb to make this joke. And he didn't care. It wasn't enough for him.
I'm absolutely floored. I mean, I tweeted this out during the show. It was because the Bachelor Twitter account was like, hey, who should get the first impression rose? Armpit lady. Who the heck else?
Lady.
No one else did it. No one else did as good a job as armpit lady. He's never going to forget the rest of his life that he had to smell an armpit. And, I mean, I guess maybe that's why he got rid of her. Okay, maybe he had to smell and she really didn't have deodorant on. Or maybe he didn't like her brand or something. But... dude, I'm just telling you, Armpit Lady is better than three Laurens. Armpit Lady is better than two Britneys. Armpit Lady is better than two Beccas, like, all day. Okay?
Yeah,
you don't even just – you can – he's justified, in my opinion, for the rest of the show, he can call her armpit to her face because she's the one that did the joke. She brought it up. So for the rest of the show, you get to call her armpit. You don't even have to remember her name.
Right, okay. You're always going to remember.
And the thing is, he's not going to forget who it was because the strongest memory that a human being has is our sense of smell.
This is
scientifically proven. You smelled her armpit. You're never going to forget that she's armpit lady.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor. Keep her around. That's one more name you don't have to remember.
Right.
And I understand you send her home, it's the same thing, but now you have three Laurens. You have three Laurens, Ari.
Yep. And that's in the midst, even though, you had to smell an armpit, that's in the midst of one lady giving him a rock, one lady making him propose to her. I mean, how does that even compare? That is so far above those other things. Yeah. I would much rather, choose the girl that had an amazing joke, that has awesome endurance, that went that far.
Yep.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we're running a little long on these ladies here.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll say that we had a bunch of no-name nobodies from nowhere that showed up, and a lot of them got roses. A bunch of them got sent home too. Then we, you know, anyway, the ladies are interesting. That's for sure. Some of them are just complete weirdos, and he sent some of the best ones home. I don't understand Armpit Lady. I'll never understand sending her home.
A single tear rolls down my face.
Yep. So then, when all the ladies get introduced to Ari, they get their first impression thing. They all get time with him, or they're supposed to attempt to get some time with him. It's on them. They don't get guaranteed to get to speak with him before he does the first rose ceremony, and some of them get home. So some of them may get sent home without ever having said a word other than, "Hi, Ari, my name is such and such."
Which is brutal. That is brutal.
So you got to fight for like 30 seconds with this guy. And everybody is confused. All these ladies are like, "Why is everybody stealing Ari away from me?" Because everybody gets 30 seconds, okay? Or you got to try to get 30 seconds. I'm saying is, here's my strategy. These ladies, they keep taking him somewhere close to where everybody is and sitting down. Yeah. Don't sit down.
No, just keep walking.
Just keep walking. Start walking down the road. But even if you have to walk around the house, so you're confusing people as to where exactly you are, challenge the man to a foot race and just say, "Let's talk and run at the same time." Yeah. You're going to get the most amount of time with the person. And anyway, I don't understand. I don't understand. The dude's a race car driver. He'll enjoy the race.
A lot of left turns. Just keep making the left turns around and around and around again.
Never turn right.
He's comfortable there.
Exactly right.
There was one girl that was discouraged because there was like a line of three others waiting to talk to him. You just need to get away from the line thing. You're absolutely right on that. And I guess the producers liked a couple of their ideas because there was one, Brianna or Bree or something like that had the little race car race down the thing. That was funny.
Did she get sent home? It was kind of cruel.
No, she made it.
I had a Bree get on the list here. I said she got sent home, but is it? What'd you say? You say Brianna?
It might have been Brianna. Anyway,
okay, I don't know. Somebody,
but she did make it, and then Becca had the whole conversation in the back of the car, which honestly,
what was he
saying? Ari, I just don't know about this
guy. I don't give him a pass for this for sure. People may give him a pass for cheating on 30 people or 29 people at the same time, but
the question was what. What excites you in life?
What are the three things that excite you most in life?
The three things. His answer, number one answer, excitement.
Yeah, excitement. The lady literally says, "What three things excite you the most in life?"
Yeah.
And Ari's first answer is excitement.
And he says it in a question.
Yeah,
you know, excitement. Not only is it not a good – and she calls him out on it. She's like, "Okay, so excitement – uh-huh. That's weird."
Cool.
And he's like, "Well, you know what I mean, like adrenaline and all this stuff."
No. She's saying no. That's like the question. Like, what causes those things for you? What causes excitement? Not what. Like, anyway.
Of course, the next answer is, of course, what?
Mm-hmm.
Pizza.
Yeah, he's a big goofball, and then the last one is just. The last one is just being around good people, which, okay, that's just a super generic answer. He's just, I don't know.
Like, what's can't think of anything else.
Exactly. So, then he gets stolen a bunch of times. It's honestly, if you don't want to watch this, instead go watch the SNL sketch where they sort of spoof The Bachelor and have the ladies steal the dude away a bunch. Just go watch the SNL sketch. It's much shorter and it's much funnier, and it's basically the same thing. They all try to get their moment with Mr. Excitement over here, and you know, some for nine of them it didn't work out. Just anyway.
And I want to say that in the preview episode they had this Good Morning America interview, and I guess if you watch that you would see it there.
Uh-huh.
But he's like, "What is your three main important things that you need in a girl?" And one of those was gentleness.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that Chelsea, I think was her name, stole him away twice.
The lady wasn't gentle.
She was not gentle.
No.
She was super aggressive.
Forward, dude. She started making out with him. As soon as they sat down at that second meeting, she's like, hey, I just wanted you to know I'm here for you. And he was like, great, it's time to make out. So like, they just started making out. Like,
he's like, what does that mean?
This is the third time he's ever seen this woman in existence. She just entered his human space and his consciousness about 30 minutes prior to this, maybe 45, and then they just start making out.
And so, we're talking like 2 minutes altogether.
Quintessential Bachelor. Like, this is exactly what this show is. It's just it's so unrealistic and weird. But anyway, she gets the first impression, Rose, because why not? Of course, you're going to give it to the girl that you made out with at the beginning of the night. Then there's a rose ceremony, and there's a quote. Lady just says, I never thought this would happen. I never thought this could happen. And you're going, you're not the math teacher. You're not the mathematician.
Yep.
You're the florist, or, you know, maybe you're the restaurant owner that got sent home.
That was the girl who owned the tanning salon, right?
Okay, maybe.
And she was only in three scenes, only like three times was she on camera. Every one of those, what does she say? I own a tanning salon.
Yeah.
So like, I don't even know after that.
Ari apparently does not like tanning salons. Yeah, because he sent her
home. He's not into that.
That's right.
He's not into that.
So you get the rose ceremony. They can't believe it's going on. Then they should next week preview, and that's basically the episode. So to break down this last few things here, we have some things here at the Bachelor Bro Show that we want to sort of establish as a running theme for what we do and how we break down this show. So it's not all hate. We're just going to kind of give you some different ideas, things to talk about each week with all them Bachelor fans that you just really don't want to hear talk, whatever. We got Ari's woman.
We got you.
Ari's Woman Crush Wednesday. His WCW.
WCW.
And this week, who is it, Bradley?
It is Chelsea.
It is Chelsea. Cause duh.
Cause duh. Cause I mean, I have a lot of her tongue in my mouth.
Yep.
Is why.
First impression, Rose. He made out with her the third time he ever saw her. He gave her the first rose, and the show should have ended at that moment because he'd obviously picked the girl he wanted to. Spend time with, because he made out with her. He didn't make out with anybody else. But anyway, good luck with your crush.
She's a mom.
Now listen.
Yeah, she's a mom. She's mysterious. Whatever.
Now the theme of this show, though, you guys, is of The Bachelor, is that's his Woman Crush Wednesday this Wednesday. Okay?
That's right.
He's going to have a different Woman Crush Wednesday next week. And we will reveal that. You know, we'll reveal who it is to you next week. For those of you who are listening later and not live on Twitch, Wednesday we will tell you exactly who his Woman Crush Wednesday was, because it changes every week. That's the theme of The Bachelor until he meets the love of his life on the last episode.
The love of his life.
Yep. Yeah. And then we have Fight of the Night. The Fight of the Night goes to all the ladies fighting.
Every single one of them.
Every single lady. They're all fighting for 10 seconds with Mr. Excitement. Mr. What's the most exciting thing in my life? Excitement.
Excitement.
Excitement in general. this episode is hard to distinguish. Again, it's hard to distinguish from the SNL sketch with the ladies constantly seeking to steal him away. Everybody's completely upset, and they're all, get out of my way. I'm trying to spend time with my man. And excuse me, he belongs to 29 women at this point. You're all going to have
to
share.
Right.
Okay, there's not a whole lot of Ari to go around here.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's our Fight of the Night. Goes to all
the
ladies.
Night.
All the ladies, congratulations. Then we have our, what, Bradley, what do we got next?
Sob story.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, honestly, the sob story is just, generally speaking, that whole last 10 minutes of all the girls that had to leave, all the ladies that had to leave, crying because they just cannot believe that 15-second interaction of, hey, my name's this, how are you doing, didn't make such an impression on him. You know, like what kind of connection do you make by saying, hi, my name is Bradley and I own this business and you have a really nice butt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me give you this bumper sticker. That happened, folks. He got a bumper sticker put on his rear end that said you have a nice butt or something like that.
You have a nice butt.
Yeah.
Yes.
So all the ladies, they just couldn't believe it. All nine
they
of them.
Not believe it.
You see, and this isn't just like, by the way, I don't mean to just make fun of the women here. This is on The Bachelorette too. This happens on the men's season when all the men are competing. There's 9 or 10 guys at the end of the night that go, "Oh, I can't believe she sent me home. Weren't my muscles big enough?" You know, so it happens every single time.
Yeah.
There's always these 9 or 10 confused people that just, "I can't believe it." And you're thinking, you failed math. I don't know. Did you?
Yeah, well,
I don't know what you did.
And it's like, a personal attack. They all say, "Why is this happening to me?"
You know? Yeah. As if it's never happened to any other people. Like,
it happened to a third of you. Literally a third of you.
The first 10 minutes he meets everybody. And you know, as well as I do, any normal human being, if they have 30 people pass in front of them, doesn't matter how pretty they are, 30 people pass in front of you, and you know you're going to have to pick through 30 of them and pick out 9 or 10 and say, "I don't want them around me anymore."
Yeah.
I mean, come on. How easy is it to pick them out first impression and just go, "Nope."
Right.
Like,
right.
The dude, it didn't take him all that long to pick out a bunch of these people.
Yeah.
And they're not – I don't understand how more of them don't just – it's got to be this Hollywood thing that – more of them don't just walk up to Ari and go, "Nah." I mean, because it's human. How many times you walk through the mall or go to a concert or something and you see somebody and fall in love with them before you've ever even said their name? I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's such a it's such a strange fantasy that people buy into that this is anything close to reality, that he actually is having trouble pick these ladies out and that they're actually this attached to him, having met him 5 seconds. I think the reason that they're actually crying has nothing to do with falling in love with this guy so quick sometimes. I wonder if it's just they're sad they don't get to be on the show anymore, which I understand that.
Right.
But say that. Just say, I wanted to be around. I wanted to hang around, get some free trips to Europe, but I guess I don't get to. But
That's what this is. We're not making fun of you 10 girls that had to leave. We're just saying it's not a personal attack against you. Yeah. It'll be okay. It'll be all right.
Yeah, and the men who got sent home on The Bachelor, same thing. Or The Bachelorette or whatever. So then our final bit here.
Yes.
You want to start us off on it?
I want to bring up the – do you have do you have a favorite yet before we get into this? Do you have a favorite that you're
– A favorite lady?
Yes.
Well, it was Tia from Wiener, Arkansas, but she kind of ruined that for me. I'm kind of hoping that she doesn't stick around very long because of the just incredibly inappropriate joke she made. But as far as favorites, I don't know. After her, it was just, cool, she's from Wiener. But after that, it was, nope.
Who knows? I want to offer an obituary for what we feel like is appropriate for the loss that happened in the show.
Yes.
For me, this goes out to Armpit Alley. Mm. We all fell in love with you.
We hardly knew you.
We hardly knew you before you had to leave. Mm-hmm. You had the endurance to go 1,000 miles for a joke that wasn't, and you will be missed.
Yeah, it was a joke that really nobody cared for.
Yeah.
It just didn't matter that much.
No one liked it.
Yep.
Yes. Of all the race car jokes you could have made.
Yeah. I don't know. Listen, I appreciated the armpit thing. Here, identify me. But I can't imagine it being a good first impression thing, and it didn't work out. So, yeah, she deserves an obituary there. I'm sorry that you lost, but... You did, and you have no one to blame but yourself.
Okay, so on to the next is...
So we have the bracket breakdown.
Bracket breakdown.
And so each week we're going to discuss our bracket breakdown, which is who we think is going to make it all the way to the end see like how well our bracket does. I think we're going to develop this idea a little more this week. And we're going to talk about it some now. Bradley, you've got more information than I do, but we're just going to develop this and have it more fleshed out next week, I guess.
Yeah, I did want to have like a Bachelor Bros Show sponsored bracket that you could all download and whatever. And we just, I just could not figure out a good way to do it. So I think we're just going to make it for one, mainly a segment on the show that is just us discussing our picks, how we think it's going to go, and our predictions. But as far as you all, the listeners, getting involved, is I all want to have all of you, and episode number one is a $25 Amazon gift card giveaway, and I want to do this on a point system. So if you'll get a hold of me on Facebook or on Twitter, and we'll get on, you know, get to that later on. The your prediction of the first cut of the second rows, or first pick, I mean, first rows given out of the second rose ceremony. So the first rose given out next episode will be worth, you know, however many points that is, a point. And then at the end of it all, whoever has the most points of all the listeners gets the card. I think that's the easiest way to do it. You can, it's really easy to reach us, and we'll get that to you.
Yep. That sounds like a good plan to me. I'll have you re-explain it to me after the show. it's because, yeah, I followed you, and folks, we'll talk about that again week to week, so there's no need for you to feel like next week, oh my gosh, I didn't know what the thing was.
Right.
You know, we'll keep talking about that sort of thing and making sure you guys are all on the up and up there. Yeah, that's it for us this week for the Bachelor Bro Show. We've given you everything. You know, if you're here listening to us at double time, then great. You got through it in about, you know, 20 minutes or so. For the rest of you, you made it all the way to the end, and I am so proud of you. Please share this show with all your friends and everybody that likes and dislikes the show. I think they'll all get something out of it. So let's tell them where they can find us now, Bradley. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter, and you can find the show at Bachelor Bro Show on Twitter.
Yes, you can find me at Bugman_Bradley on Twitter and Facebook, Bradley Johnson. Mm-hmm. You can find me.
And also, we do another show, by the way. This is not
That's
our first,
right.
Even though it may seem like it to some of you, this is not our first show. We have done another show before. It's called Figure Things Out. It's actually Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. And
that's right.
It's every week, airs on Mondays. We have a new episode out that just came out yesterday. Well, this last Monday. It'll be 2 days ago when this show airs. But it comes out on Mondays, every Monday. We just aired our 40th episode. It's only about 10 minutes long. It's much shorter than this one. We discuss the questions that really matter. Like, what are zoos about? And
what are zoos about? If you could control water, could you also control earwax?
And much, much more.
Much, much more.
So check out Figure Things Out, or Some Guy in the Bugman Figure Things Out, on iTunes, on anywhere that you get your podcasts, really. Share this show and that show with your friends. We're going to play you out with some audio clips today, some selections that Bradley and I have made, and we'll hopefully see you all next week. Thanks. We'll see you guys later.
Speed.
You make me smile every time I see you, like, on an extreme level, which I love. I really didn't know anything about Emily before I met her.
She is such a catch.
He's very masculine.
Super intriguing.
Rock climbing does kind of parallel the experience of falling in love.
I love shooting brides.
Love it. The more blood, the better for me.